People in America, a program in special English by the Voice of America. Each week at this time, we bring you a story about people who were important in the history of the United States. Today, Larry West and Doug Johnson complete the story of writer Stephen Vincent Benet.
Benet was one of the most popular writers in the United States during the first half of the 1900s. By the middle 1920s, Benet had published 5 books of his own. He had won national prizes for his writing. Some of his poems were considered part of the American literary tradition.
Although Benet was famous, most of the money he earned came from the stories he wrote for popular magazines. The stories were not about serious people or ideas. They were light things, meant to be read quickly and forgotten. Sometimes Benet was not happy with the stories, but he did not have time to make them better. He felt he had no choice but to work in this way. He had a wife and a child to support. All the while Benet was trying to please the magazine editors, he was thinking about a new direction and a greater purpose for his writing. He wanted to bring to life America's history and heroes. He wanted to show why these things were important and valuable. Most of all, he wanted people to remember the beauty and goodness of the America he had seen as a boy. He began to experiment.
Benet's new stories were about life in small towns. All kinds of people were in the stories. All of them had helped, in some way, to build America. The voice telling the story was not a modern voice. It did not sound tired of the world, as did the voices in most stories of that time. Instead, it was the voice of someone who had lived a long time in the small town. The voice sounded wise, and the language was a little like poetry. In 1926, Benet won an award of $2,500. He would use the money to continue his writing. 5 years earlier, he had spent some time in Paris as a writer. He loved the city and had met his wife there. So he decided to return to France. Soon after he and his wife arrived, their second child was born.
Benet was living far from America, but America remained central to his work. He began to write a poem about America's Civil War. The war had been fought between northern states and southern states from 1861 to 1865. Benet's poem described common soldiers, battles, and the military and political leaders of both sides. It described the 2 major reasons for the war, saving the Union of States and freeing the black slaves. The poem was published in 1928. It was as long as a book. It was called John Brown's Body. Here is part of the poem.
He must have been a peaceable man, that farmer. It is said that he died of what he had heard and seen in that one brief moment, although no bullet came near him. He should have known that even minor battles are not the place for peaceable men. But he died instead, it is said. The general came, and the South came, and the end came. And the grass comes, and the wind blows on the grown grass. And the wind says, long ago, long ago.
John Brown's body was praised for its power and truth. It was so filled with color and details that professors of history used it to teach their students about the Civil War. It was read on American and British radio. The year after it was published, Stephen Vincent Benet received America's Pulitzer Prize for Poetry.
Benet returned to New York from France. He took the money he earned from the sales of John Brown's body and invested it in the stock market on Wall Street. But that year, 1929, was the year the stock market crashed. Investments were worth nothing. All of Benet's money was lost. The next few years were very difficult. Benet's father died, and he had to help support his mother and sister. Another child came, and Benet began to suffer more from the effects of arthritis. The pain in his joints made it hard for him to work, and a weak heart gave him little energy. Yet he had little choice. He had to earn money the only way he knew how, by writing. So Benet began writing magazine stories again. He also went to Hollywood, California, to write a motion picture story about Abraham Lincoln, America's president during the Civil War. And he traveled around the country giving talks on poetry and writing.
Times were hard in America in the 1930s. But as President Franklin Roosevelt began his economic reforms, Benet began to look forward to a brighter future for the country. He and his wife, Rosemary, wrote a book of poems for children. It was called A Book of Americans. Many of the poems were humorous. Many were full of hope. In 1936, Benet published a story called The Devil and Daniel Webster. It is a story about a farmer who sells his soul to the devil in exchange for 10 years of good luck. 10 years go by, and the devil comes to collect the farmer's soul. The farmer begs the great American statesman, Daniel Webster, to defend him before a jury chosen by the devil. Webster agrees, and the power and emotion of the great statesman's voice wins the case for the farmer. The story begins like this.
Yes, Dan'l Webster's dead. Or at least they buried him. But every time there's a storm, they say you can hear his rolling voice in the empty places in the sky. And they say that if you go to where he's buried and speak loud and clear, Dan'l Webster, Dan'l Webster, the ground will begin to shake. And after a while, you'll hear a deep voice saying, "Neighbor, how stands the nation?" You see, for a while, he was the biggest man in the country. He never got to be president, but he was the biggest man. There were thousands that trusted him right next to God Almighty, and they told stories about him. They said when he stood up to speak, stars came right out in the sky. And once he spoke against a river and made it sink into the ground. And the fish would jump right out of the water into his hands, for they knew it was no use putting up a fight against him. And the biggest legal case he argued never got written down in the books, for he argued it against the devil.
The Devil and Daniel Webster was another great success for Stephen Vincent Benet. The story was made into a play, an opera, and a motion picture. With that success, Benet was able to get guarantees of payment for his work. He was able to pay what he owed. Publishers asked him to help choose which new books would be printed. And they asked him to give advice to young writers.
Toward the end of the 1930s, Benet became interested in political developments in Europe. He began to write more political pieces. After World War II began, he put aside his other work and wrote only for the Allied cause. He wrote for radio broadcasts and documentary films. He worked for aid for the French and the Russian people. He wrote a small book called America for the United States Government. The book began, "There is a country of hope. There is a country of freedom. It has made mistakes at home, mistakes in its relations with the world, but it looks to the future always."
Stephen Vincent Benet's health was not equal to his spirit. He died of a heart attack in New York in March 1943. He was 44 years old. The next year, his collection of poems called Western Star won the Pulitzer Prize for poetry, and American troops began giving his book America to people all over Europe and Asia as World War II was coming to an end.
You have been listening to the special English program People in America. Your narrators were Doug Johnson, Larry West, and Warren Shear. Our program was written by Barbara Dash. I'm Sarah Long. Listen again next week at this same time for another People in America program on The Voice of America.